Jeff Paul Show at FM Talk 106.5. Happy Thursday to you. She'll come on the program in the next hour. We'll hear from State Representative Arnold Mooney. Serves folks up in Birmingham, Inverness area, 280 out that way, if you're familiar with the Birmingham. And then at the bottom of the hour, he's running for mayor. And Daphne Robin LeJune will be with us in studio. So a lot to come on the program today. Hopefully you could stay tuned. 34 minutes after the hour, join us in studio now. Very pleased to welcome my next guest. He is the Mobile County Republican Party Chairman. Adam Bourne is with us. Adam, how are you this morning?
Oh, doing well. Glad to be here, Jeff.
Hey, thanks for making time and coming in. I do appreciate that. So how are things going? Big election coming up November the 3rd. So where do you really see these county parties get into action? They're opening up headquarters. And what's kind of the vibe on your end?
It's really positive out there. We're getting a lot of phone calls asking about volunteer opportunities and asking about working in the headquarters that we'll be opening up on September 8th. So it's really been amazing. I'm getting a lot of calls every day, a lot of emails, and people are fired up about supporting the president, but also, of course, Tommy Tuberville. That's a big one that people are paying attention to, and a lot of people are asking for yard signs and materials to show their support for the coach. So it's really going to be a big year for us. I think we're going to take back that Senate seat from Doug Jones, and should be a good year. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, and you know, we don't have the big. I don't, not that this will be contentious. I'd say I still think Tuberville's going to win by a good margin, but incumbent Democrat, well-funded Democrat, it's not going to be the layup that we've had in these statewide elections versus a Democratic opponent in the past.
That's a great point. We've been talking about that a lot. It's a very unusual situation to have any incumbent statewide official to deal with, but especially a U.S. senator. That's an unusual situation for every county party in Alabama. And because of that, we're taking the election even more seriously than normal. We're going to be very active in terms of volunteerism and support of Coach Tuberville. We're also going to be fairly active financially. We'll be doing a lot in terms of advertising and really pushing the Republican ticket all the way from the White House to the courthouse. We have some very important local races here in Mobile County as well.
Yeah, it's a lot of blocking and tackling, making sure people are aware it's time to go vote. It's time to go out and do your civic duty. Do you find that to be, kind of one of the goals of just making people aware that even though they think, well, it's Alabama, it's going to be Republican anyway, you still probably be err on a cautionary side and go ahead and vote. Go ahead and do it and make sure you get them to the polls.
That's exactly right, because the polling that's done in advance of an election is important, but when it comes down to it, at 7 a.m. on election day, in my opinion, the vote starts at zero. And so each election day, we have to kind of start from scratch and go out there and get our voters to come out to the polls. And really, that's the most important thing we have to deal with, is we don't want to be complacent. You know we live in what by most measures is the most Republican state in the country, certainly the most Trump state in the country. And that means we've got to work really hard to make sure people are motivated to come out to vote. Because they need to know their vote matters a lot, and it particularly matters in a situation where you do have an incumbent Democratic U.S. senator that you're having to contend with.
What's it been like, this brave new political world of COVID-19? I guess these are uncharted waters.
It is. It's been a challenge as party chair. We have been complying with all the state and federal guidelines, which means we haven't had a live meeting in quite some time since the COVID outbreak began. We have been doing some Zoom meetings and working a lot via email and talking to each other on the telephone. So we've been very active, but it's a whole new world when it's a situation where it's difficult to have a meeting of over 100 people in one place. So we've had to learn, just like everyone, to work remotely. We've had to teach some of our elderly members how to use Zoom, people who are out of the workforce and haven't had the occasion to use that tool. So that's been an adventure, but it's going pretty well, all things considered.
Yeah, and I guess a lot of this is really contingent on new technology, the organizing and the, like you said, the meeting and just understanding. You have the grassroots, but you got to, how do you use them? How do you get to where you need to be? That requires the use of all these new technologies because you can't meet in person.
It does. It's required effective use of technology. It's required us to pay special attention to fundraising to make sure that we can afford to use the technology and also to deploy our message in advertising as the election approaches. One challenge that's out there for all candidates, in fact, I've been pretty involved in the municipal elections with one of the other hats I wear as a Chickasaw City Councilman, and one thing that we've all had to learn as candidates and as people who support candidates is how to handle door-to-door campaigning. Is that something that's appropriate in this situation we're dealing with COVID? So everyone's had to make adjustments on that front as to whether it's appropriate to knock on someone's door or perhaps just leave them a card on their door or something of that type. So it's been a lot of adjustments have had to be made because of COVID.
Yeah, and getting people, I guess there's more involved with the Republican Party side of it. On Election Day, you got people doing poll watching and things of that sort. And this is, with all of the new precautions, and I guess we kind of got a trial run for that runoff back in July, but it's going to be that on such a grander scale than imaginable.
That's true. One thing I've been pleasantly surprised by is in the last few elections leading up to this general election, the runoff, the primary, and also the municipal elections that just happened in small towns throughout the state, I was surprised to see that there were poll workers who were stepping up to work the polls. I think it was more difficult for election officials to recruit poll workers. The reality is, as we all know, is that many poll workers are elderly citizens who have done it for many years, and they have good reason to be very cautious in terms of how they approach the COVID situation. But what was really amazing and admirable is that many of those citizens who probably would fall into that high-risk category, they stepped up to be poll workers in the last several elections, and I'm sure they'll do the same thing in November. And frankly, I'm proud of those folks for doing that. I think that's a wonderful thing that they're willing to step out to, keep the machine of our democracy going.
What your membership in the Republican Party? What are you hearing from them? What's the vibe seem to be? Is it enthusiastic? Because there's a lot going on in the world right now, and this is a time when people really, they look to their political situation and I guess really want to get more involved, maybe are more motivated to be active.
They do. I mean, this has been a year where political leadership has been more important than ever, and I think our Republican activists and volunteers have seen how important it is to have conservatives in charge of their state, federal, and local government, particularly in light of the protests that have happened, and some of the protests, of course, have escalated into violence. And I think people want to know that their officials have a philosophy that is not going to stand for violence in the streets and lawlessness. So that's something that's really got our members and our volunteers talking. They want to be involved to make sure that we have officials at every level of government who will stand firm in favor of law and order, while also, of course, respecting the right to peaceful protest.
Yeah, and it's that peaceful protest component that, people don't like seeing burning buildings and storefronts being broken. And I think there's a legitimate fear from a lot of voters that could come to my town, and that's maybe where you see a little more involvement.
I think you're exactly right. We've been very fortunate in the Mobile County area, the city of Mobile and the outlying cities, to not have a lot of that violence that we've seen, although there have been a handful of outbreaks of it. But largely that's due to our officials having a philosophy that they're not going to allow lawlessness in the streets. And that's something that we can't take for granted. We've got to support the officials who have gotten us to this point locally going forward, because it's really their leadership that has protected our area from a lot of the lawlessness that you're seeing in other parts of the country.
It's just a brave new world. But other than the law and order component, and COVID-19, obviously on people's minds politically and the way that's being handled, at least when you talk of you watch all these polls and things, and people are concerned about that. That's on their list of priorities. Is that coming up, you think, among your membership?
It is. There's been, you know, a lot of different opinions as to how to handle the COVID crisis and other issues of the day. Even within Republican ranks, there are some who are more concerned about the COVID outbreak than others. There are some that take the position that they need to move on with their regular life despite the COVID outbreak, and there are others who are a little bit more cautious on it. And so we certainly try to respect all the opinions of our membership on that, while understanding that the reality is we do have to keep the economy moving and keep the economy afloat and keep jobs growing, because certainly if we have a huge amount of joblessness and unemployment, that's going to lead to its own problems, including right. health problems.
And particularly Mobile, we could go back to 2015. This is where it kind of all began for Donald Trump. And he picked Mobile, and he did it again a few months later or a year later and after winning. This is still kind of ground zero in some regards for Trump's enthusiasm, his base. This is kind of where he started building that foundation. Is it still got people fired up about President Trump?
Oh, they are, I think, more than ever. I was the treasurer of the county party back in 2016, and the enthusiasm for then-candidate Trump was incredible back then, even as he was going through the primary process seeking nomination. And this year, it really hasn't let up. We've got a lot of members that are very excited about nominating, about electing the president in November. And I think you're going to see a lot of energy and momentum in his favor, not only here, but nationally. One thing I'd encourage everyone to do is don't necessarily take too much stock in those polls that you see nationally that show Biden up. The same thing was true back in 2016 with Hillary Clinton, and then we saw when Election Day came around, the president was able to pull it out, and I think we'll see the same thing this year because his base is very motivated, and they will be coming out to the polls in 2020.
Yeah, and there's always that degree of skepticism with what the media and the way the polls are framed, the way the methods are taken. There's no reason to think that Donald Trump, that this is out of reach for him to win on November 3rd.
Oh, that's exactly right. You know, polling is really more inaccurate than it has ever been. I think you have this new reality where more and more citizens don't have landlines. They have cell phones. A lot of citizens have cell phones that change frequently and numbers that change frequently. So I think the telephone polling that happens is very difficult to do and is oftentimes not accurate. So certainly I would encourage folks, whenever they see the polls in either direction, you know, if they see the polls way down, don't get discouraged. But also, if they see the polls start creeping up, which I think they will, don't get complacent in that situation. Really, either way, it's very important to come out and vote because in the end, the poll taken on Election Day is the only one that matters.
But you feel pretty good about the organization. Did things out of, you know, despite COVID-19, the playbook is there. You know what to do, and you know what you need to do. That the hurdles, while they are there, they are easily conquered.
I think that's right. Our Mobile County Republican Party, thanks to our volunteers and members, is incredibly strong. We're in good financial footing. We have a strong base of volunteers. And one thing that's kind of gone under the radar that we've accomplished in Mobile County in just the last month or so is recently one of our circuit judges, longtime circuit judges, he retired. A good judge. He happened to be a member of the Democratic Party. And when he retired, his replacement was appointed by Governor Ivey, Judge Windham, who's, of course, a Republican. And when that happened, every single countywide official in Mobile County was and is a Republican at this point. And that's the first time that's happened since at least Reconstruction. So really, the party locally in Mobile is stronger than it ever has been. And that's largely a credit to our candidates and also, of course, our volunteers and members.
Well, so it's you're in a The sounds like that's a big success. People don't think about it. It was for years and years and years and years, Alabama was a Democrat state. And in some places, you're still fighting that battle. You know, statewide, the people would vote local elections, they would vote Democrat. National elections, they would vote Republican. And it's only been here in the last 10, 15, 20 years that we've seen that shift to all Republican. I mean, there's still obviously Democrat struggles, particularly Mobile's one of them. But there's still those ghosts of the past, let's say, that got to be conquered.
There are. You know, as recently as I'm a fairly young person, I'm 40 years old, and but even in my lifetime, when I was a child and a teenager in Alabama, at least locally and statewide, the Democratic Party was in power and seemed as if they would stay there for a long time. But in recent years, we've made a lot of strides, and some of that locally, too. One thing I always like to talk up as a local party chairman is in Mobile County, we really have some incredible local officials that are very innovative in what they do. I mean, you look at Sheriff Sam Cochran, who is viewed as one of the best sheriffs in the state, if not the nation. You also have, you know, Judge Don Davis, who is at the forefront of election administration throughout the state. And then on the ballot this year, we have Revenue Commissioner Kim Hastie and License Commissioner Nick Matranga on the ballot countywide. And they both are known as being very innovative, very hardworking officials whose offices are at the forefront of what they do. And so it's really an exciting time to be Republican in Mobile County. And I think a lot of that is due to our local candidates and officials who are just so strong, really unusually strong in terms of their performance throughout the state.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we'll talk about what's going on in Chickasaw. Adam also serves as a city councilman up in Chickasaw. Find out what's going on up there. I'm sure there's things to talk about. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 1065.
Can't get to sleep at night. The parking lot's so loud and bright. The AC hasn't worked in 20 years. Probably never made a single person cold. But I can't say the same for me. I've done it many times.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show at FM Talk 106. 5:54 minutes after the hour on this Thursday morning. Coming up next segment, State Representative Arnold Mooney will be with us. Make sure that you stay tuned for that. We've still got just a few more moments here with Adam Borty. He's a chairman of the Mobile County Republican Party. He's also a city councilman in Chickasaw. Adam, how are things? Tell us the news from Chickasaw. We maybe don't talk about it enough, but how are things going up there?
They're going really well. You know, we're a small city, and that brings its own challenges in terms of revenue, but we have about 6,000 residents in Chickasaw. We just finished the first stage of our municipal elections on August 25th, and the folks in Chickasaw were kind enough to reelect me to a fourth term there. And also elected just an incredible slate of council candidates. And now we're going into a runoff election on October 6th for mayor. We have a mayor's seat that's in a runoff. So that's been occupying a lot of time for the citizens of Chickasaw. But we're, you know, still conducting the business of government during the election process and during COVID. And we've had a lot of wonderful things happen recently. We applied for several grants, and we recently were notified that we received three very large ones, the largest of which was a $310,000 grant from the governor's office to purchase a new fire truck. And I've got to give County Commissioner and candidate Jerry Carl a lot of credit for that. He pointed us in the right direction in terms of where to apply for that grant. And so that's a big deal for a small city like Chickasaw to have a brand new state-of-the-art fire truck that we'll be purchasing very soon.
You find yourself, it's really leaning on your local officials to kind of point you in a higher office to point you in the right direction, what you guys need to do to get to find out what's really available to the city.
That's true. Relationships for a small town council member or mayor are so important because a lot of times, and that's kind of how it happened with Commissioner Carl, is you're just sort of having a conversation with an official, a friend, and next thing you know, you learn some information that points you in the right direction in terms of a grant opportunity or some other opportunity for the city, and that happens a lot in local government, and it's really a credit to officials working together and getting to know one another and spending some time together, you know, having dinner or lunch. That can be a big deal to make sure you have those relationships across city and county lines.
But, you know, things seem to be looking on the up there. The COVID-19 stuff, obviously a problem, and you were talking about tax revenues, but do things seem to be heading in the right direction? We're getting past maybe some of this, at least in a better, heading toward a better place?
They are. You know, leading up to the municipal election on August 25th, I did a lot of research and got a lot of numbers compiled about Chickasaw and how it's doing, and the numbers might surprise some people. One of my favorite stats that I learned during that process is that in the last 12 months, property values in the city of Chickasaw have gone up by 15%, and that compares to about 4.5% for Mobile County as a whole. So there's some very positive things happening. Chickasaw houses are selling very quickly and for asking price. That's always a good sign. We also see some very promising developments in terms of our crime rates. You know, over the last 12 years, which admittedly is a long stretch of time, crime rates in Chickasaw have declined by about 80%. So that's a credit to our police department and our police chief, who have worked very hard to make sure that we're one of the safest small cities in Alabama.
And real quick, we got to wrap it up here. Folks want to find out more about what's going on with the Mobile County Republican Party. Where can they go?
They can go to our website, mobilegop.org or .com. I believe it's one or the other. If you would, just try both. I'm blanking on which is which. But try that. Our Facebook page is really the best place to find us. If you just key in Mobile County Republican Party, we have a Facebook fan page that we're very active with, and we'll be posting announcements, including the announcement about the opening of our headquarters at Pinebrook Shopping Center on September 8th, right after Labor Day.
Adam, thanks for coming in. We got to take a time out. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.